The Ohio Unity Coalition's Deidre Reese gives Secretary of State John Husted straight F's when it comes to making the upcoming election accessible to voters and making ballot issues easy for voters to understand.
Secretary of State John Husted is getting his job performance report card, and I think we need to have a parent-teacher conference if we want him to actually pass. We need an intervention right now.
Reese says Husted bungled an opportunity given to him by the Ohio Supreme Court to rewrite and clarify ballot language for the proposed redistricting constitutional amendment. Reese says Husted helped make the ballot language more complicated and didn't accurately tell voters what the issue's about. She says Husted is making it more difficult for voters to cast ballots in person by limiting hours for in-person voting at boards of elections and not allowing weekend voting. Matt McClellan with the Ohio Secretary of State's office disagrees.
Common Calls, Rutgers University Law School and Verified Vote Foundation rated Ohio as one of the top six states in the nation for elections preparedness. The Military Voter Protection has named us an all-star state, and Common Cause recently commended Secretary Husted for his work on providing county boards of elections with guidance on handling voter challenges.
McClellan says all Ohioans can vote by mail at their convenience, and he says many Ohioans are taking advantage of that opportunity.
More than 9,700 military and overseas ballots went out Saturday without a glitch, and we've already received more than 713,400 absentee ballot requests, and which means we're on pace to possibly set a vote-by-mail record.
McClellan says Ohioans are not limited to voting by mail.
Thanks to what the Secretary has done as far as setting uniform hours in the state, they have 23 days and 230 hours to go early in person. And not to mention, they're still all day on election day, 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. So, we feel that there's ample opportunity for voters to cast a ballot this year, and it should be overall a very smooth process.
But Deidre Reese says the fact is that many people will not be able to cast ballots in person at boards of elections this year because they cannot make it to the polls during the hours they're open.
There are people, particularly in your urban centers, they may work in the urban center, but maybe they live someplace else. People drive in from Dayton. People drive in from Springfield. People drive in from Lancaster. What about them? They may not have time to get home to make it to their particular polling location, but they want to have the opportunity for that in-person casting of their ballots.
Reese wants Husted to restore weekend voting hours that were available for voters back in 2008. She says absentee paper ballots are not a good substitute.
What we wish Secretary Husted and some other politicians understood is that many people actually want to do that in person, particularly people of color who, had family members, ancestors die for the right to be able to go and stand in the line. People were killed because they wanted to go and stand in a line to be able to cast their ballot, not do it in secret, not do it in their home, but do it in a corporate manner. Why take that away? The law affords it. Secretary Husted has decided he wants to do something that really is not what the law says.
Ohio might still have weekend voting hours on the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday before Election Day, but it won't be because Secretary of State Husted wants it. A federal court is considering an appeal by the state to overturn a lower court ruling granting those weekend hours on that weekend. If the court does not grant the appeal and another court doesn't intervene, Ohioans could end up voting on that weekend after all. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.